Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning to you, Adam. And we're going to start in Florida, where Mother Nature is really venting her fury. Hurricane Ian making landfall.
Yes, big time as well, having basically caused widespread devastation across Cuba.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a stage for a good deal of yesterday when Cuba was without power completely, no electricity on the entire island.
Wow.
And the island, I mean, the island is, I think I measured it on a map, 1,200 kilometers long and 11 million people all without power for quite a number of hours. In fact, some are still without power, but it's been partially restored. So here we go with this hurricane, which seems to fluctuate in power. It picks up energy over the sea, and then when it hits land, it slightly dissipates, but that doesn't really help. I mean, you know, the difference between a wind of 240 kilometers and 210 kilometers an hour
is
quite huge. I mean, it's destructive either way, isn't it? And the big thing now as well is, apart from what it's doing on land, is there's this boat with 20 Cuban migrants on it that's gone missing.
It
was right in the heart of the storm. I know. I think is that feeling of one heart sink for what may have happened to those poor 20 people.
Oh, that's awful to contemplate. I mean, Adam, in Florida itself, as you said, the wind speed's absolutely extraordinary. They have over a million people without power, and I understand mandatory curfews being introduced, people being warned away from coastal areas. It's getting pretty serious.
Yeah, they are. They're talking about potentially the worst storm to have hit Florida in living memory. And we know there have been some really bad hurricanes, and Florida absolutely does cop it. But it's a whole central section. It's hurricanes are odd things, of course, because they don't just blow in straight lines. And so it's the central part of Florida. It seems to have missed out the southern tip and the Florida Keys and sort of bounced around the corner and now is going across around Fort Myers, halfway up Florida. And absolutely, they're talking about 2 million people with no electricity and hundreds of thousands of people potentially being told either hide in your basement or get out of the way. And I think the get out of the way might be too late for some people.
All right. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on that one. Hurricane Ian making landfall in Florida, a story to watch into the afternoon. Adam, the next story, speaking to human health and some very interesting research coming out of the US around the benefits of lifting weights, I believe.
Yes, basically, pump iron, live longer. I mean, you could have that written on your bumper sticker. You could put it on your sports bag. The idea is, this is from a survey of 150,000 people and tests carried out on 150,000 people, that basically, over the age of 65, so for those people of a certain age, over the age of 65, if you exercise every day, you cut the risk of early death, i.e. death within a decade, by about 30%. If you combine exercise with lifting weights, you cut that risk of death by 47%. And actually, when they talk about weightlifting, I mean, yes, tick, but they don't even mean necessarily actual weights. So, for instance, lifting heavy shopping bags. Yes. Send your partner out to get the heavy shopping bags. Digging the garden, doing Pilates, apparently these count as well. Using your muscles, extend your lifespan. At which point I'm thinking, blimey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, age 75, he'll live forever, won't he?
Okay. Adam, the next story really tickles me because the Brits don't have load shedding like we do here in South Africa, but it sounds like the British pub owners are learning to live and operate like South Africans do. Their electricity is getting so expensive that they too are turning to candles and lamps to keep going.
Yeah, essentially, bulb-free, candle-only, a pub in Cornwall, the Mason's Arms in Camelford. And the pub landlord says, basically, it's either this or pay an extra £3,000 a month. And given that we're seeing loan rates, interest rates going up, 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 inflation going up, 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 wages not going up, 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 on the first night of this experiment at the Mason's Arms, in the flickering glow, punters seemed very happy. They called it variously relaxing, romantic, and a bit weird. I mean, I suppose sitting in a pub by candlelight, I mean, yeah, it works.
It's one way to lure your romantic partner in there with you, Adam.
Well, exactly. It is kind of romantic. It's old-fashioned. And, of course, for several hundred years, that's what any of us did. You didn't have anything else. You had candles or lanterns or whatever. It's a bit Thomas Hardy or Bing Cornwall. It's a bit Poldark. But I'm thinking that, from this, they'll soon be wrecking ships on the rocks again of Ask Ye Mateys.
Adam, it's a great story. I love the idea of a candlelit beer. I just hope they're able to keep the refrigeration going to keep the beer cold, though. That's the only worry.
Oh, you don't need cold beer. You know us in the
UK. Of course, you're Brits. I'm sorry. Fine. What was I thinking? Have a great day. Adam Gilchrist on the line from London with The Worldview.